So again, tomorrow, please bring, looking forward to the guys coming in 2 to 4 minutes. I'm not going to be gewaldic. Turn our attention right now back to our high end, beginning of Chelek Hey, if you're looking at Mishnah Berurah. In Siman Tav Mem, the Shulchan Aruch talks is one of the simanim that's dedicated to the Easter of Bal Yirah Bal Yimatzeh. Again, we talked about last time, an Avera Daraisa. It may, according to the Ran, it's an Avera Daraisa, which itself is a Siyag, a Gezera Daraisa to eating. But whatever it is, there is an Easter Daraisa against owning Chametz. Bal Yirah or Bal Yimatzeh. It's an Easter for a Jew to own Chametz. Obviously, non-Jews have no Easter against owning Chametz. I'm allowed to cause a non-Jew to own Chametz for Pesach. I can give my Chametz, sell my Chametz to a non-Jew for Pesach. That's, excuse me, totally fine. In Siman Tav Mem, they talk about the din of what happens if you have non-Jewish owned Chametz on Jewish owned properties. The Nachri leaves his Chametz in my house. Is that a problem or not a problem? It's a Sigim, it's the first part of Pesachim Dav Hey. So in Siman Tav Mem Sif Beis, Shulchan quotes it in that if I don't own the Chametz and I was not makabel achrayas for the chametz, I have no legal responsibility. As I'm not a shomer, if anything happens, it's not on me. So then, eino chayv levaro. The nachri can leave chametz in my house as long as I don't own it and I don't have legal responsibility for it. With the caveat, sarach lasas lefana mechitza gavoa asarat tvachim. Kedei shal yishkach v'yoch lenu. But even if a non-Jew leaves chametz in my house, even if I have no legal connection to whatsoever, there still has to be mechitza in front of it so that I don't accidentally start nibbling. Especially since, as we said, we showed a point down that Beis Hamsachim, chametz is unlike other types of machalos asuros because we're habituated to eating chametz. If it was kosher last week, it'll be kosher next week. There's more of a concern of Shem Yishkach Yochlenu, so we require a mechitza. So if, for instance, a nachri has chametz which he owns, and which I have no legal connection to, legal responsibility for, no achrayas, but it's in my kitchen, so it has to be behind a mechitza gevoa asarat tvachim. An example of behind mechitza would be, you have marked, designated, tied closed or taped closed, or otherwise marked cabinets. Right. This din does not apply to kelim. There is no bar rabbi matzeh on kelim. There's no adeira to own Chametz Tikka Kelim on Pesach. As a matter of fact, we'll come back to that in a moment. So that's one din, and together with another din forms a legal basis for Mechiras Chametz. The other din is moving backwards to Siman Taf Lamed Zayin. Taf Mem was rooted in the Sugya Daf Hey. Taf Lamed Zayin is rooted in the Sugya on Daf Vav. And that is a question of the mitzvah. Now we move to the mitzvah of Mitzvah Rabbanon of Bedikas Chametz. So the Gemara talks about famous Lamdish Hasugis, the first parak of Tzachim, is let's say there's a property that's changing ownership or changing access. I own a property, but I rent it to you. Who has to do Bidikas Chametz? The Novel of the Gemara says, it's Chovis has to do Chovis Hadar. If I'm a landlord, but you're the tenant, you live in the apartment, it's your Chiv Bidikas Chametz, it's not my Chiv Bidikas Chametz. Number two, is what matters, the Gemara says, is the beginning of Leil Yudalit. Next week, Sunday night, the night of Erev Pesach, the night of Bedikas Chametz, who was in charge when that began? So if the rental already began before Leil Yudalit, then the renter is chayav Bedikas Chametz. If not, then it's at the beginning of Leil Yudalit, it's not, the renter hasn't yet, the lease hasn't begun, then it's the landlord's chayav Bedikas Chametz. Now, so I think I started talking at the very end of the last halacha shir, we started talking about, it used to be, people didn't own a lot of non-perishable chametz, because most food was perishable. So, beer chametz, you get rid of all your chametz, you're done. Right. Well, why would you sell your chametz? You destroy it. Instead of keeping it for another couple of days, another week, burn it all. With the advent largely because of secular legal reasons, Jews moving in significant numbers into the bar industry, with Jews owning large amounts of non-perishable chametz in the form of whiskey. So Poskim began to adopt a technique that had been used previously in the world of Bechor. The idea that of Mechira to a non-Jew starts in the world of Bechor, because if you own an animal, a kosher animal, let's have a female kosher animal that's having its first baby, and that baby is a male, so you have a Bechor Behemet Torah. Bechor Behemet Torah is kadosh, if it doesn't have a mum, is kadosh as a carbon. It is a Beis HaMikdash, that's gevaldik. You have a mitzvah to bring it to Beis HaMikdash, we mark it as a carbon. But post Beis HaMikdash, what are you going to do with it? It's only going to cause trouble. You can't be the kind of mitzvah of our carbons of Bechor. We don't have Beis HaMikdash. All that's going to happen is you have to wait for it to get a mum, and if you or someone else uses it, for person has personal use for it before it gets a mum, you violate an ila. It's just a walking problem. It's just a walking ila problem. So one solution, which Tana already talked about and was developed more, was, well, if the din of Bechor only applies if it's born under Jewish ownership. But if the baby is born under non-Jewish ownership, there's no din of Bechor. So if you sell the entire animal, or not get involved in the Bechor details, a sufficient stake in the animal to a non-Jew in advance of the birth, that during the birth you have non-Jewish ownership in this situation, mother-baby, there is no Kedushas Bechor. And if you own sheep or goats, or cows, or you know some other Jew who owns cattle or sheep or goats, it's important to be aware of this din, because if you have a man with a carrot and you don't take care of it, and it gives birth to a Zachar Tam, you now have a real Bechor Behemet Torah. There's nothing you can do about it except be really careful until it gets your money. So that's the standard recommendation is you have a behemoth of a carrot, so an animal that's about to give birth to its first, you make sure to do a mechira of the mevakeres to a nafkah. That is not a violation of the ha'arama. It's not an inappropriate ha'arama. It's not an inappropriate legal. It's not inappropriate to engage in legal fiction. Legal fiction means it's real, but it actually is true. I did sell it to the guy. I only sold it to the non-Jew for a particular purpose. I plan to buy it back afterwards, but I'm not avoiding doing any mitzvahs. Because in the days of Beis HaMikdash, that ha'arama, that legal fiction, would be wrong because I'm using it to avoid doing the mitzvah of HaKaras HaBachar. But as long as I cannot do the mitzvah, all I'm doing is avoiding an aveira. That's assumed to be appropriate. So that logic was then, and that technique was then later, centuries later, applied to chametz as well. I sell the chametz to the non-Jew in advance of Pesach, so I'm avoiding violation of Rabbi Matzeh, and I'll buy it back after Pesach. In principle, sounds great. But a couple of points. Number one is, one second, it's a harama to avoid the mitzvah saseh of beer chametz. So that's why we don't sell everything. We don't sell everything. Some are even makbid to burn the chametz after the sale takes place. So the last chametz, obviously you're not going to destroy all the chametz you ever owned. But there are many of the, for certainly you leave something out that's not sold, and you might even dafka do the beer chametz afterwards. What remains to be discussed, which we'll discuss in the tomorrow about the mechira chametz, is two things. Number one is how exactly we do six kinyanim. I want to explain tomorrow why it is that a lot of kinyanim go in the mechira chametz. It's because of one core question that leads to trying to cover all of our bases. And that drives how it works. A second core question is, how do you know that you're going to get your chametz back, and yet the kinyan is valid? And then the third question is, what's with the early sale? The people are away for all of Pesach, they do an early sale, what does that happen? So tomorrow we'll deal with the kinyanim, we'll deal with the buyback, and we'll deal with the mechiras gimel, and enjoy your lunch.
Yeah. Just do a matana malacha.